Okay, give Amy the old clapperoonie. Hey.
There you go.
Yeah, no, buddy, I was booking it.
Booking.
Because I, you know what? I misjudged it, and I was like moseying my way over. I'm like, because when we don't record the sports show,
right,
and we just do the Greek show after, you, we come in a little bit later.
Right.
And so I was booking it. And I was huffing and puffing, and then that thing wasn't working.
Right.
And then I just kept hitting login. So when I phoned you, I didn't do anything different outside of just hitting enter, and then it finally logged in. But I was like, so when I first came on, I wasn't nervous. Right. I was literally catching my breath because I didn't want to sound like Darth Vader on the pod.
So what you're saying is you need me.
Yeah, whatever.
That's what I thought.
Well, there's a sports show. Got me in my hormones, all gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions, you about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me cause she don't know the difference between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is, so now I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Austin. Sit around and grab a drink, you talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me when it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I be locked in.
You are listening to the sports show. We got a new look. We got a new handle. Right. We got a new everything. Ladies and gentlemen, we were kind of teasing it that things were going to be going on, and a lot of things are going on. Actually, a lot more things in the new year as well. So it's actually very, very exciting. Did you nail that shot?
No, missed it completely.
Why'd you fist bump it?
I wanted to make it seem like I hit it.
You were playing it for the camera. You didn't think I'd call you out. So listen, new Instagram handle, at Rapid Banter. We figured why not name it after one of our segments, arguably the best segment of all time. Ooh. So it's at RAPIDBANTER, Rapid Banter, just like the segment. Boom. It's the new Instagram handle. We got a new logo. We got a new look. And in the new year, we got some really cool things coming. We got this guy, Vlad, is going to be helping us out with the socials. And
he's a friend of a friend.
Friend of a friend, doing a couple things. And we're excited. So we're going to do one more show next week.
Right.
And I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to have much. It'll have a sports element to it, but it's literally going to be the year in review, New Year's show.
Slash Christmas.
No time limit.
No.
Just giving her,
and it's going to be banter the whole time. Wait for it. We've kind of come up with it. I think you're going to love it.
Oh, so good.
There it is. Sports Show 238. Last week, the CJSW almost kicked us off because of the last part.
I didn't listen. Did they play it?
They did. They played it. So what that shows me is that no one listens to it to vet it, but I'm pretty sure the listeners did, and that we'll check the text lines. When we get to the Tuesday, I guarantee you there's going to be some remnants of that.
I gotta know. I gotta
110%.
I gotta know. So Tamina listened to it, and she had forgotten the story because I had told her, and she's like, I can't believe you said that on air.
I was a little surprised myself.
Well, you know what?
Hey, it's for the kids. That's what the ratings are all about.
It's for the kids.
It's the shock value. If you will. Well, speaking of shock, here we go.
Okay.
Let's start it off hot. Let's get into it. And speaking of hot as well, it's Qatar. It's the World Cup. Tomorrow, the finals. It's gone on for the last month. 32 teams started. Two are left. It's France versus Argentina in the finals. December the 18th, we'll find out who wins next week. Well, next week we'll tell you about what we thought of the game and all that. Dimitri, Qatar started off a little rough. I'm going to be honest. It was a little rough start to the whole thing. My dad has this saying, the good day starts in the morning. And I don't think that Qatar had a good start to the morning. They were, you know, nixing their beer orders. They had problems with certain banners that players wanted to put on their arms. They didn't want certain colors. They didn't want the ladies to be dressed up a certain way in the stands. So on and so forth. Started off a little rough. Some of the games were a little weird. Top teams, Belgium out, Germany out early. But towards the end, it started catching a little action, right? A little drama, a little good. What drama? Let's go to the Portugal game where Fernando Santos, the manager for Portugal, says, hey, GOAT, hey, Cristiano, why don't you sit down for a quick minute? The world goes crazy. Jean Carlos comes in and scores 3 goals. He says, you know what? I already tricked you once. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to sit you again, or I'm going to get you to start, but then I'm going to sit you down. Portugal loses. So now everyone's like, oh, well, by the way, Santos since then has been fired as the Portugal coach, which you went to the well too many times there, right?
That's a shock.
All of a sudden, Argentina, a lot of people are like, ooh, you lost your first game to Saudi Arabia. This can't be good. This can't be good. Hold my water bottle, Messi says. I'm taking you guys to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
You got a team like France that really never had a problem. They just kind of coasted all the way there. Dimitri, what did you think of the World Cup, number one, and what do you like for tomorrow?
So, quick cap, because as we're doing this podcast, Croatia is playing Morocco in the bronze medal game. It's 2-1 Croatia right now.
Okay.
Yeah. So, okay, what do I think? I'm 95% in agreement with you.
Yeah.
Like from the stumbling blocks of the World Cup with all of the logistics and I don't know, politicizing.
Sure.
For lack of better terms.
I like that word.
And we'll go with that word.
Yeah, go with that word.
Yeah. And but overall, actually, I really love this World Cup. This is one of the better World Cups, you know, of recent for me because, yeah, there's been a couple upsets for sure. Like you highlighted, you know, Saudi Arabia beating Argentina, which can happen to any. Like, you know, we forget, like France in 98 won the World Cup. In 2002, Senegal blasts them in the first game, right? Like these things can happen. What I like is if you look at the teams that have been these surprising upsets, they're not one trick ponies. Like the Moroccos, obviously they are where they are.
Right.
Japan went for a bit. Korea had made everyone's life difficult. Ghana, you know, like a lot of these teams actually you know, did well, and you had the right mix of upset. You know, and all in all, and not to pat myself on the back, but you know I will.
Yeah.
You know I can't help it. When I'm right, Henry. But here's, you know, at the end of the day, with all of the action, really the World Cup played out how it played out. So what did I tell you? France is the team to beat.
True.
I thought Brazil would win the World Cup.
Right.
But my heart's with Argentina.
Correct.
And so if you look now, we got this France-Argentina final.
Yep.
It's really, you know, the story has played out better, I think, than anyone else can. And I hope that the story plays out for Messi, because what better way to say, it's my last go at it, I'm carrying the team on my back.
Right.
And to win the World Cup, I'm going to go out by beating the reigning, defending World Cup champions and go to glory. And on top of it, the guy that you all said was better than me.
That's right.
Ended his World Cup like that. Hold my beer.
Yeah.
Watch and learn. And now all of you can shut up. I hope it ends that way. My smart money says that it won't, because quite frankly, teams or the French team is the best team.
Right.
They truly are playing the best soccer. They truly are the best team. This is going to be really, really hard for Argentina to beat this team.
Yeah.
Because they play very well. You know, and so how do I pick my World Cup winners? It's a very simple recipe for me. When it comes to the World Cup, all I care about, Mitch, who is playing,
right.
Who is playing together for the longest amount of time.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah,
that's my
sense.
Thing for me. So that's why France, they won the World Cup and they got better.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to actually, I just wrote down that note. I think I'll get to that note in 1 second. Two things. Number one, the one guy that I know that is cheering against Argentina harder than anybody, it's not anybody from Brazil. It's 100% Ronaldo. Because if Messi wins this, the discussion's over.
Over.
It's over.
I would argue the discussion's already over.
I agree, this puts the tono or puts the dot on it. It's over.
Right,
period.
Right.
It has to, right? If Messi wins, it's over. Because the, you know, all the other accolades and rewards and trophies and whatever, lifestyles, it's tied. It's really it literally is a tie. Back and forth, back. This one to me. And I agree, especially now, Messi's still a little ahead, only because Ronaldo seems to have taken a little bit of a plunge. And that I feel is like a more of a personal thing lately, like a Man U and the issues and all that stuff. I'm not saying that his soccer's at top notch like it's been, but right now, just from an awards point of view, you're looking at both resumes and taking everything else out, they're tied. the World Cup will end it. Because where Ronaldo can turn around, we're like, I've been to how many Euros? We're like, well, yeah, but the guy can't go. You know what I mean? So,
well, but even Euros, you can, you know, the South American.
Cup. I guess you can use that, yeah.
Exactly. Sure. So you could say, okay, tit for tat, because that's how, like, the Euro means nothing to them.
True.
For North Americans, well, the Euro, because half the World Cup is European teams, yeah, it's a significant trophy to still win.
Right, right.
Typically, you get European teams outside of really Brazil and Argentina.
The second thing, and the thing I wrote down is, I think it's time. You know, whenever these World Cups come up, we always, what do? We look at the draws, and we're like, where's Brazil? Where is it? Oh, there they are. Brazil to win it, or Argentina to win it. It's time to give France its accolades. I would say right now, I don't care what the FIFA World Rankings say, France is the best team in all of the world when it comes to soccer.
Without a doubt, man.
But the thing is, they never get that. I'm not saying they were never ranked number one, but every year, it's like one of those things. It's like the Stanley Cup. Like, you might be number one all year long, like the Florida Panthers, but you're useless when you get into the playoffs. France might be in the top five, top 10, whatever the case may be, but when it comes to real-time tournaments and they need to show up, they do, and they win them. You got to give it to France, not Belgium, not Argentina, not Brazil. France is the football juggernaut of the world.
It's, you know, it's incredible. And you look at the, you know, you look at the front four. I mean, last World Cup, that firepower is insane.
Yeah. Mitch.
Giroud, Griezmann, Mbappe, Dembele. And all they did was get rid of, you know, Dembele is the new addition.
Right.
Who's just as fast on the other side. Right, so they got it's incredible what this team is doing.
Yeah,
from top to bottom. That's why I say they just got better. But you're right. Like, it's funny you say we always look at, you know, and it's but it's also the bias of the fan because it happens every 4 years.
Right.
So look back is literally 4 years ago, but with the same teams. Oh, it's Germany has to win.
Right.
Brazil has to win. Argentina's got to win. Like, these are. You know, these types of teams. Yeah. You're right.
I had to say it. But here's the team. I said earlier, Ronaldo is hoping Argentina loses. The one country that's hoping Argentina wins is Saudi Arabia. Because at a process of elimination, if Argentina wins the World Cup, Saudi Arabia, who did beat them, can say, we beat them, so we're technically better than they are. We're the World Cup champions.
That's Greek logic, right?
That's
there.
Great. They're right there. Yeah,
there we go.
So good luck to Argentina and France tomorrow. I have a feeling it's going to be a beauty.
What do you, pick with your head, pick with your heart.
Honestly, I've always said this. There's only been one time in my life that I've actually cheered for the Cinderella ending, which was Avalanche, Ray Bourque. Going to Colorado, right. Winning the cup. One of the coolest moments of all time is watching Joe Sakic give Ray Bourque the cup and hoisting it over his head. Last game, last time he's doing it. I believe it was even a game 7, dare I say. That was amazing. I think it's written in the cards. I don't think... I just said France is the juggernaut. What better ending would it be? So I'm going to go with my heart and I'm going to go with my head. I just think that Messi is just going to literally lay it all out. I think he's got just enough left in the engine to give France a hard time. And I think his boys are going to rally with him. I think Argentina pulls it off.
Yeah, that's where I'm going with it too. Yeah. I think it's one of those X factor things. But
ladies and gentlemen. I do the tape.
This is getting serious now.
We're off to NHL dump and chase. Oof. And we got some. I forgot to tell you the category, what we're going to talk about later. Mm. It's actually hilarious. All right, here we go. The Sports Show Power Ranking brought to you by me and Dimitri. Here we go. Remember, it's based on a curve. At number 5, it's the Stars.
And not our curve.
Yeah, not our. Well, good thing. Because mine's more straight than curvy. But there's a curve. Depends which part you're talking. Anyways, it's the Stars. At number 5, this team is just staying nice and calm.
Like that
and
pick.
Easy.
Yep.
Nice right there, right? Very talented. At number 4, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're coming out of the last 10 games, 8-1-1. Mitch Marner, Mitchie's streak of 23 straight games is over, but they're still winning all these games with no defensemen. You're at number 4.
That's even Sutter thinks they're the best team in the NHL.
I think Sutter, well, you know what? I used to care what Sutter used to think. At number 3, it's the Las Vegas Golden Knights. Now, this team, again, number 1 team in the West. They've got it all going on. I got one word for you. Mark Stone. What do you think?
Oh, these are the guys.
These are the guys.
These are the guys you need. You need these guys.
Superstar under the radar. Yeah. I was checking up on it because I haven't heard much about him. He's got 25 points, 13 goals, 12 assists, something like that. The point is right there.
Just a little point per
just
game
a little
guy.
Point per game
that's
guy.
That's it. That's
just
it.
Right there.
It's what
that's
you
what
want.
That's
what you need.
From a superstar. That's what I'm saying. Eey. This is what I like.
Oh.
At number two, ladies and gentlemen, the power ranking is not just for teams. It's for players. Mr. Alex Ovechkin, welcome to the power playlist. At number two, he hits 800, and how he did it? Glorious.
Listen, is it becoming a little more real?
I hate to say it. Yeah, it is, unfortunately.
So this has been my point.
Yes.
He's 37.
Yeah.
He hits 800. Let's keep one thing in mind. You know he's missed 1.5 seasons.
Yes, that's
in
true.
In his prime.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, it's a shame because he should be 37 right now probably with 850.
Probably. You're right.
Yeah, right?
I agree.
But here's my whole point, Mitch. If this is you now, mm-hmm. granted, the only thing that's stopping Ovechkin is health.
Right.
You mean to tell me that this guy won't play 3 or 4 years knowing all he needs is 25, 30 goals a year?
You're right. You're right. He has to now. You're right. Expect him to keep going at this pace. I didn't think he was going to have less than 40 this year. Like, I would say around 36, 37 goals. He's on his way to winning the Rocket Richard again. Like, this guy can't be stopped. Well, actually, there's a guy in his way. His name's McDavid. But the point of the matter is I didn't think he was going to produce like this again.
Yeah.
And when he scores a hat trick, he's like 797. I like round numbers. Let me hit this hat trick. Get me up to the 800 mark. Like, unreal. Congratulations, yeah, yeah. Ovi. Power playlist at number two. And at number one, ladies and gentlemen, this team's on a heater. We said
it
once.
Give it to me.
I'll say it again. It's the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Your pick.
8-1-1. That's true. Finally, one of my teams is starting to show up to the game. Congratulations. And P.S., Chris Letang, a couple of weeks ago, had a stroke. Scores a goal after 3 games, back from his stroke, 3 games after his stroke, gets a goal. So, Calgary, I look at you again. What excuses do you have here? The guy had a stroke, man. They went on a 7-game losing streak. Now they're on a 7-game heater, and their players are having heart attacks, for God's sakes. Just saying. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Amazing.
Number one on the Sports Show Power Play Ranking.
Yes.
As we all know, the ranking also has the shorthanded list. The 5 teams that I'm very disappointed in and deserve a good spanking. At number 5, I moved them up the list, but they're still on the list. It's the Columbus Blue Jackets. Why? Well, here's the thing. When you make fun of a team like I do for many months, you got to give them respect when they do what you didn't think they could do, which was win a game against a team that's supposed to beat them easily, handily, without a question. Now, every dog has its day. I get it. I respect it. But at number 4, it's you, Calgary. And guess what? Where Columbus is about to leave this ranking, you just got better in this ranking.
Uh-oh.
Calgary at number 4. We're on a 7-game losing streak. That's the biggest losing streak in all the NHL right now of all the teams. Dimitri, real quick, what is it bad? Is it worse than I'm saying?
You know, look, this is what I'm equating it to.
It's worse.
It's worse. No, I'm equating it to this. Maybe we did this to ourselves.
Right.
We got this, you know, the pilot landed the plane.
Right, landed the plane.
Okay, the pilot landed the plane, does this great, you know, swap for players.
It's all nice.
Everything's all nice. Little bit of a hot start.
Yeah.
Right?
At,
you're
yeah,
kind of looking, you're
good.
Like, whoa, okay, whatever. But I think the team, from an identity standpoint, is finally just falling in line, and we probably shouldn't have been spoiled with the hot start.
True.
Because I think this is I would much prefer what's going on right now. So here's what I'm hoping.
Right.
I'm hoping this is one of those things where, let's be real, you guys, when two of your stars leave and another couple come in, and, you know, I know South Carolina George is going to disagree with me because he had some hot words to say for sure. But I think this is realistic. Either they're going to rebound this year or you keep the team intact and guess what we got? Because they still have a fundamentally solid team.
Yeah, they are. But here's the thing. I can't stand this whole like, oh, they're great on paper. They'll be better. It's like we're giving up already. And number two, it's like there's no excuse here. I think we all know that if there was any other coach, he would have been fired by now. And I'm not advocating for Daryl Sutter to be fired. I'm not. But what I am saying is that it's funny that we are keeping him because if it was anybody else, we would have fired him. I'm telling you, he's such a loved person here in Calgary.
Yeah.
that we will not do this, and we've done this in the past.
But do you really think he's the problem?
He's not the problem. That doesn't mean I agree he's the problem. How many other NHL teams fire their coach because the people, the players, are not responding to the coach anymore? Tons of times.
You know what?
All the time.
I would have agreed with you if they had the last year's regime and it wasn't getting anywhere. But you know, look, I'm not coming up with excuses. You should.
Sounds like you're coming up.
Well, you should be performing better. I get what you're saying, but I don't know. I just think we got so spoiled off the get-go with these players coming in and how he landed these things, and they go on 3-0, 4-0, whatever it was. You know, they get to this hot start and we're like, oh yeah, the Flames are over here. When it's like, no, you guys, they're actually here.
Right, right.
This is actually where they should be starting from. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, just to make it fair here. In all the other rankings I see around the NHL, the Flames are not in the top 15. Not in the top 15.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And I do agree with that, but that's a little bit more to my point. If this was, let's just put the, if Bruce Boudreau, argument's sake, was the coach of the Calgary Flames, I promise you he would have been fired by now. I 100% believe the only reason we are not firing Daryl Sutter is because we are in love with him here in
Calgary. Yeah, but I don't think any of the players have a problem with him.
I'm not saying they do or they don't.
With Boudreau, the guy's an ass.
No, I know, but I'm just, but this is, again, this isn't because I think the coach is doing a bad job. It's what the media... No.
Sounds like it,
it's
Mitch.
Not. Let me make it clear then.
What's that, Daryl?
What I think...
Yeah, no, he's here. Yeah.
No.
Oh,
I
it's
am making
bad.
It's I'm sorry, man, but it's the perception. If it was any other coach, he would have been fired. Okay. I promise you. Okay. If anything, he's got his job because we love him. At number three, it's the Coyotes. You know you're there. The Blackhawks. Listen, make the move, for God's sakes.
Oh.
Like I've asked you, and in fact, we're going to talk about it in one quick second.
You guys haven't slept together for 3 years. Just
Seriously,
divorce
just
each
break
other.
Up. Break up. What's the big deal?
Just see other people.
Well, yeah. I mean, don't you both want to be happy in the end? I mean, in Christmas time, it gets awkward. Whereas, what's her name? Oh, I don't know. She had a family. Well, why didn't you go?
She had to go out of town for work.
You know, blah, blah, blah. Come on. And at number one, it's the Ducks. I pull up the Ducks are a minus 57 in goal differential.
Not good.
No, that's not good. That's
bad. You want to talk about keeping someone for too long? Their goaltender.
Wow.
Ew.
Yeah.
Ew.
Just bad right now. Anaheim, pick it up a little. I mean, Disneyland's down the street. Get the team. Go do some Splash Mountain or something. Get the team back together. What is going on here? There it is. All right, we move on to Dump and Chase. The other day, I saw this stat. McDavid is on a heater, man. This guy is flying high. At this point,
you better trade him now while stock's up.
Well, you know what? I agree. I couldn't agree more. They're just on the cusp of the wild card. Again, a team that's underperforming, but I digress.
Okay.
He's on pace, they say, for 72 goals, okay? The all-time record is 92 goals by Gretzky.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say to yourself, if he actually hits that 72 to 73 mark, 75 mark, I'll give him... I don't think anyone's ever going to touch 92 ever in the NHL, I'll be quite honest. But do you think that's almost the equivalent, or do you think that we should change it for inflation? You know what I mean? Like, is this the equivalent? Is this the new 92? Is the 72 the new 92?
Yeah, no, there is something to be said.
You think so? Eh?
Yeah, there is something to be said for that. I think, you know, I've been debating this for a little bit too internally, because on the one end, I've always said, like, you know me, like today's NHL is in whole is better. Like today's sports is actually better than the sports of back then in terms of pound for pound, the athlete and the player. But then again, when you think relative,
right?
Gretzky and Lemieux were relatively in that, like they were in the same era playing alongside that same, if we want to call it lesser talent pool.
Right. Right.
And still emerged that much more.
Right.
And then I look at, you know, and then I think of Tom Brady.
Right.
Because if we did that stat, then we would have to say that Tom Brady at three Super Bowls technically was the best.
Right.
But in today's NFL, he was still able to get seven.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm actually really torn here, because at the end of the day, like, the numbers do got to kind of matter.
Yeah,
and
they do.
And 72 is just not 92.
It's not. And I'll give you a point to your favor. The Ovechkin thing. It technically 800 goals right now could beat But it's not. It's not. And you know what? Ovi doesn't want that to be. I guarantee if you interview him right now, they'll say, Ovi, we'll give you the record. I mean, because 892 or 850, whatever the number is, 895, whatever Gretzky's number.
894.
Okay, 894 is Gretzky's record. You're at 800. You know, blah, blah, blah. The NHL has changed. You got it. He wouldn't take it. He's like, no, 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 no. I want 895. I want to beat that record.
Like,
right?
Like the training was less.
Right.
The equipment was less.
Exactly.
The game was tougher.
Back then. 100%.
Like, I mean, come on now.
No,
like,
it was way tougher.
And so I think that's the equalizer for me, because I would say this. What would McDavid do?
Right.
Stamkos. Ovechkin, I think, could handle a bit of his own.
I think so.
He's a toughie,
so.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But what would McDavid do if all the time he was getting grabbed,
right,
pulled,
exactly,
slashed,
yep,
blah, 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 blah.
Agreed, all of the above.
He's not getting these points. And so then there's the other argument where I say, McDavid's actually in an NHL where he's allowed to fully skate. And if you look at McDavid's playing style, I can't believe I'm going to like downplay this guy because he's unreal.
It's okay, I get it.
But you get it. But look at his playing style.
Yeah.
He's extremely fast, and no one's allowed to clutch and grab on him.
Right, exactly.
So when you look at Gretzky, I mean, this is why I say Messi's the GOAT. This guy's giving assists and popping the goals. I mean, we're talking, this guy literally was doing it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what? 72's
not
92.
Thank you.
And that's the name of this podcast.
That's it. Yeah. 72 is not 92.
That's my long-winded answer.
Last one.
Great question.
Thank
Mitch.
You. Last question, and this one's more of a, I got to find what you think on this one.
Oh,
so
wow.
One of our favorite teams that we love to give a hard time to here on the Sports Show, is the Vancouver Canucks. So Zdeno Chara, now recently retired, captain of the Boston Bruins when they won the Stanley Cup and all that against Vancouver in that Game 7 epic battle.
Yep.
He was on a podcast last week, and they were talking, and he goes, going into Game 7, we had bulletin board material. And they're like, what do you mean? He goes, we had found out that the Vancouver Canucks, I think they were up 3-2 at the time.
Yes.
They were up 3-2. They were practicing passing the cup to each other during practices. He had heard this rumor that the Vancouver Canucks were basically, let's say, using a towel and going, here you go, here's Sedin to Sedin, you do this and you do this, here you go, BX. You know, they were practicing. And the Boston Bruin players found out about this, put it up on the bulletin board, and end up winning the Stanley Cup. Use that as personal. People were losing their minds. Well, Kevin Bieksa now is on CBC on one of the biggest stations here for hockey, and he loses it. He's like, how dare the Zdeno Chara think that we would do something like that? He goes, listen. He goes, this was a Stanley Cup Finals. He's like, there's media everywhere. He's like, how could we have practiced that on the ice and no one else saw it and you're just hearing it now, like years later? He goes, number one. Number two, he goes, I thought you were better than that to ever even think that that would be something that we do. He goes, you're now, because he was one of the captains and one of the seniors, he goes, you think that we're those kind of guys that we would do that? That's like an old school guard. You don't do that kind of stuff. So my question is, and I gotta find who's in the right and who's in the wrong, because I'm like torn. Like, I could listen, Vancouver fan, it's not a secret. I think you guys are horrible people. Okay. So do I think you could pull this off? Absolutely, I think you guys could pull it off. Did you though?
Listen.
Did you?
Oh, this is all I care about. I've come to watch Kevin Bieksa on TV.
Yeah.
I love this guy.
Not bad.
He's a beauty.
The guy,
you know what? As a Flames fan,
yeah,
you know, you watch the Bieksa and you hated him.
Right.
Because of the type of player he was.
Right.
Now watching him, you're like, now that's a guy I could be friends with. Right?
But I don't like him.
No, he's good. Kessler,
I like Kessler more for some reason. Yeah, I do.
Really interesting. Yeah. Anyways, point being is, come on, Chara. What are you, Gossip Girl? What are you doing? Come on, what are you?
You think it's fake? You think
Listen,
it's fake then?
If it is real, yeah. I love BX's offense.
Yes.
Like just Roger Clemens. How dare you even insinuate I took steroids?
You think I'm the liver king? You think I'm on roids?
Yeah, you think I'm the liver. Yeah, I took roids. So anyways, I love it both. I love both of them.
I am going to say I don't think they did that.
I don't think so. Come on.
But for Zdeno Chara to go out and say, this is what we heard and this is what we used as our motivation, all right, I guess it worked, but Kind of weird. Like, why? How would you guys? Could you imagine?
It was probably a bookie. Be like, oh, hey, Char, how you doing? Yeah, Caesar's Palace sports book. Yeah, no big deal. Anyways, hey, funny thing. I was kind of over there.
Yeah.
It's weird. They were like practicing passing the Stanley Cup with a towel. Anyways, yeah. Good luck in the final. You know, have it.
Yeah, who knows what they were doing. But
for sure,
like, what
bookie.
Were they doing that somebody thought that? I don't know. I think it was kind of funny. And whoever made that up is the most amazing liar. Because, like, how would you just have thought of that? It's like, we got to get Boston to motor. Like, yeah. Hey, we got to get these guys.
We got
to
get them.
We got to get them going. Get in your charger. Let's go down to the gardens and let's talk to them.
Well, you think you're
gonna Char, how you doing? Listen, these guys are practicing moving the cup over here.
It was Mark Wahlberg.
It was Mark Wahlberg.
Hey, how you doing,
allegedly.
Chara? Yeah. Hey, Chara, how you doing? The passing towels. Chara, how you doing? The passing towels in Vancouver. Anyways, have a good game.
Hey. That's good. That's the name. Of the
what is it? Passing towels.
Passing towels.
Passing towels. Passing the towel.
Passing the towel.
Okay.
Here we go. We're off to the NFL. We are now heading into Week 15. The game the other night on Thursday night was played. It was San Francisco taking on Seattle. San Francisco ends up winning, which also now makes them eligible for the playoffs. They won their division. San Francisco 49ers are in, and they're doing it with Brock Purdy, man. The very last pick of the NFL draft last year. The guy was all in on sitting on the bench. Let's just call it what it is. Trey Lance, who they drafted last year at number 2 or 3, ends up breaking his leg in game 1. Garoppolo, good-looking Garoppolo, comes in, winning all these games, getting his life back in order. Boom, breaks his leg or ankle or whatever happened with him. Boom, bring in the third stringer. And this kid, the NFL is eating this kid up right now.
Oh, they love
him. And I get why, Dimitri. I got to be honest. I love his stature, man. I love his confidence. I like the way the guy's playing. He's not doing anything crazy. He's just playing good football. And I'm telling you this right now.
Yeah.
He looks like a guy in 2001 that came in for an injured Drew Bledsoe.
Dude.
And took his championship all the way down.
It's so creepy because I was just about to say that, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, about that. Because you know what? It's funny because I sold Purdy last week.
Mm-hmm.
He was on my sell list. So I actually got to watch that game. Mm-hmm. And I'm impressed way more now because game 3.
Yeah.
Against the divisional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In Seattle. Yeah.
And so I'm kind of I'm watching him play. He's good, man.
He's not bad.
He's solid. Like, this is actually the worst thing that could have unfortunately happened to San Francisco.
Yeah.
Because now you got to make a choice. Garoppolo, you're done.
He was already done, and he was okay with it.
And he's okay with it. Yeah,
yeah.
It's like, you're done. Okay, got it. But now what do you do?
Oh, I'll tell you, if this guy ends up being this good, and like, let's say they don't win the Super Bowl. Let's say get to the Super Bowl, they don't win. I'm hooking my wagon up to this kid.
Yeah, I'm starting to believe it.
I'm sorry, Trey Lance. Like, you should never lose your job by getting injured, but you sure better earn it back off this kid because I'm telling you, this kid's got a swagger that I haven't seen since Ric Flair.
Woo! Yeah, it's, but I'm like you. See, this is where, like, guys like Andrew Luck. This is unfortunate. But guys, when they come in and they have composure, maturity, Russell Wilson, same thing.
Yeah.
These guys kind of came in and you know, did well. Here's a talk. I don't know if you have this in your notes, but talk about quarterback controversy. Let's go to the New York Jets for a second.
Sure. Oh,
you got that in your
notes?
No,
I don't. No.
So what do you think? Do you start the mother lover?
You got to. So it just came out last night late that Mike White, the doctors will not sign off on him. So no matter what you want, mother lover's going in. Does the team rally behind him? Yes. And I'll tell you why. Because they're on the cusp of making the playoffs right now. They have to put that to the side. Do I think he has his job for next year? No, I do not. I think it's Mike White's job now. Problem is the doctors just won't sign off on him. Mike White is that guy. He's Purdy. He's got that swagger. He's got the team behind him. They want to win for him. But this is bigger than the team right now. They got to Mother Lover is less than the team. The whole team has to rally right now.
Yeah.
And no other way of, you want to get the team to love you again, Mother Lover? win some games, get into the playoffs, and they'll like you back, and they'll like you again. What I did have on
the list.
Because
you're a heater guy. That's what I wanted to ask you.
I'm a heater. No, you're right. It's bad timing, but it is what it is. Real quick, in the NFL, Micah Parsons, one of the best players in the NFL, plays for the Dallas Cowboys, defensive player, who's on some podcast last week, and he started a big controversy with their arch rivals, the Philadelphia Eagles. Somebody asked him about Jalen Hurts, because right now he is the front runner to win MVP, 12-1 Philadelphia. Hey, how you doing?
Not bad.
Not bad. They ask him, is he the MVP? He turns around and says, is he the MVP or is Philadelphia, the whole team, just that good and he's just winning off? And it started a whole brouhaha of conversation because he's kind of got a little bit of a point. The whole team, Philly as a team right now, I see Philly, San Fran, if everything works out, will be the NFC Championship game. And I think Philly is just a little bit better. Mm-hmm. But I mean, Philly's a good team, but is Jalen Hurts really the MVP is really the point here?
Yes. I think he's going to win MVP.
Right.
If we just keep riding how this is playing right now.
Right.
But he does have a point because that whole Philly team is very, very, very good.
Yes.
And that allows him. And then the other thing too, Mitch, I don't care what quarterback you are. Okay. I don't care who the heck you think you are. You need a line and you need complementary players. Okay.
Agreed.
End of story. So, Jalen Hurts, yeah, he is that good.
Yeah.
But he's got a good team to help him make him that good. But he's also that good. Like, it's just the give and take.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you could say, listen, you can say that about anybody.
Sure.
Right? You could say that about anyone. Tom Brady was only as good because of this. Peyton Manning, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, he's the MVP.
If I had to pick
one guy on Philadelphia to be like, who's the edge, taking them over the edge, it's him.
It's him. I agree.
It's him.
Yeah.
So,
no, they are perfect right now.
I don't know if that's the NFC game.
You really?
Well,
what do you got?
Buddy, I'm telling you, this Dallas team is...
Ooh.
And you want to talk destiny? Yeah. I hope that it works this way.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to go back to a little Dallas-San Fran NFC. I want to see it. I want to taste it. I want to relive a little 90s.
I won't lie to you. I am cheering a little bit for Dallas.
Me too.
I mean, it's tiring to hear all these Dallas fans talk about what happened 25, 30 years ago. Maybe it's just time. Like, let them get to the finals again. Let them get to the Super Bowl, please. Maybe not win it, but let them get close it's killing me over here. All right, it's buy or sell. Here we go.
Okay.
Now, these are teams on the bubble. Dimitri, buy or sell these teams. They are just out of the bubble. Are they going to get into the playoffs?
Oh, I like that.
Right?
Okay.
The Carolina Panthers catching a little heat. Buy or sell.
That's a tough one. I got to go sell.
Yeah, I got to sell.
Yeah.
The Falcons, buy or sell.
Sell.
Yeah, they're totally. Mariota's out too, by the way. The Jaguars.
So I was looking at this.
Uh-huh.
You know what? If you're going to buy, this is a team you want to buy.
Might buy a little Jags.
You want to buy a little Jaguars.
Hey, Urban Meyer, this is the same team from last year. Just a little FYI.
Yeah.
Here's the team we just talked about. The Jets, buy or sell?
Sell.
Really?
Yeah, sell. That division is a little too strong.
The Browns, buy or sell?
This is tough. You know what? Controversy.
Buy the Browns.
Buy
it, some Browns. The Lions.
Sell. Yeah.
You don't think so?
You know what?
Man, they're on a heater right now.
I know they're on a heater.
They're on a heater.
I look at the Commanders. I look at the Cowboys. It's tough.
I kind of like the Lions. I'm going to buy a little Lion.
Fair enough. The division's going to kill the Lions. I think the divisional play is what kills the
Last
Lions.
Last one, the Chargers. Buy or sell?
I like the Chargers. They're kind of like the Cowboys of the AFC
for me, right?
You know, like they'll never get anywhere. They haven't done anything, but you can't help but just kind of like them.
You make a really good point. Man, every time Justin Herbert is on the TV, especially NBC.
I'm watching.
They might as well just like start dating him or give him a ring. They love him. So much.
Yeah.
It's actually almost like, okay, yeah, I know you like me. Like, I get it. It's creepy.
Yeah, they're like,
creepy.
They're the drunk friend. No, man. I just, I love you so much, bro.
Yeah,
like,
man.
You don't even know.
It's a little creepy to me.
So I'm going to buy.
You're going to buy?
No.
They're owned by Greeks. No. Let's buy.
Listen.
Buy,
I'm sorry.
I meant to say,
I'm going to sell. I don't think they'll do it. I'm going to sell, but I know I should sell, but I'm going to buy.
Buy.
Because I'm buying Broncos.
Yep. Have fun with that one. All right, it's off to what the new handle is here at the Sports Show. It's Rapid Banter.
Oh, okay.
Last week, Jack Hughes had a shift that lasted 6 minutes and 2 seconds, NHL record. Hey, make a change or impressive cardio.
5 minutes longer than me.
Jonathan Toews, Captain Canada, three-time. Do it.
Three-time.
Stanley Cup champion is potentially going to be moved. A few teams in the running, the Jets and Colorado. Who should get him?
Colorado needs him.
Can you imagine him? Oh, and McKinnon? I kind of like him with Winnipeg, though. He seems to fit the Winnipeg mold, bro.
He does, but I just... Colorado needs a guy like that right now.
Next year, it's been confirmed that the Heritage Classic in Edmonton, outside, game is going to be played outside. Oilers versus the Flames. Thoughts?
Get your tickets now.
See, I highlighted this. I want people to see it. I thought you were going to say, what took so long?
Really?
I was kind of hoping you'd say that, and I highlighted just to show you, because we're always on the same. But that's almost the same.
Okay.
Almost the same. Yeah. All right.
It's true, though. What did take so long?
Yeah, well, like, seriously, Calgary and Edmonton outside. Like,
it's going to be great.
It's going to be it. That's going to be a hot ticket.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was perusing the nets and came across a question about the most overrated players in all sports, okay? At number 5, Jeter. Number 4, Hardaway. Number 3, Chris Paul. Number 2, Eric Lindros. Number 1, Joe Namath. Yes or no?
I like that list, actually.
It's a good list.
It's a good list.
I think so. Yep. I would actually maybe. Joe Namath, I couldn't agree more. I think he is the most overrated, but a Lindros at number one wouldn't kill me either.
That wouldn't destroy me.
It wouldn't destroy me. Yeah. Wow, what is more noticeable, a toupee or lip injections?
Both.
Bobby Shmurda is a celebrity on the Nets, and he's decided to post his experiment of going 90 days celibate. If he's trying to stay 90 days celibate, what advice would you pass his way, Dimitri?
It looks like he's committing career Shmurda.
I would just say, hey, bud, get married. That's my thing. A team that wins the World Cup gets $42 million in cash, or would you rather the $70 million in Budweiser?
You know what? The way inflation's going, give me the $70 million in Budweiser. You know, the resale value is huge.
That's what I'm thinking. Brooklyn, New York unveiled a statue of Biggie Smalls, a.k.a. Notorious Big, a.k.a. Chris Wallace. Who should Calgary have a statue of?
Lanny McDonald.
Swear to goodness. Well, I didn't write it down, but I swear to God, I knew I was going to say it.
The one I did.
We're back, baby. No England fan was arrested during the World Cup. Is the apocalypse amongst us?
Really?
Last one. Back in 1972, the Flyers had a goalie named Bruce Gamble. He had a heart attack during the game in the first period, came back and won the game 3-1 against the Canucks, weirdly enough. Is hockey the toughest sport in all the land?
Without question.
There it is.
Without question.
Rapid banter.
And then when you look at soccer players dive, and you're like, this guy had a heart attack, he smoked, that guy had a stroke. Yeah.
Like, Letang comes back after 3 games, scores a goal. This guy's coming back winning games.
Yeah. My queen hurts.
Oh. It's Maga Malaka time. So we're a week away from Christmas. So I got like 3 or 4 of these because I didn't know what to do because I wasn't sure what's going to happen next week, right? All right, here we go. We all know Elon Musk has gone back onto Twitter. Mm-hmm. Which sports or entertainers should he actually ban?
Oh, okay.
Number 2, worst sports fans of all time.
Oh.
Number 3, which sports celebrity would you be okay with sitting on your lap? Kind of a Santa themed idea.
Okay. That's dangerous.
Yeah. And things to buy for Christmas. We are a week away.
What was the second one again?
Second one was worst sports fans.
Yeah, let's go there. All right. It tied into this episode. We talked about the Canucks.
Sure. Let's do it. Right off the bat, Philadelphia, anything. Phillies, Flyers, it doesn't matter.
So Eagles. If I say MAGA, does that mean I agree that they're terrible? Or that they're MAGAs. They're good fans.
They're good fans.
Oh, okay. So Philly, MAGA. I like the Philly fans.
I like them too. Anybody that throws snowballs at Santa Claus, respect.
Yeah,
I
totally. Like and I anyone like who can like take a carpet and make it into a mascot, you know what?
It's a good point.
Hey, you're a rival of Pittsburgh, but damn it, I respect
you.
Yeah,
the gritty.
Gritty.
The Cowboys, MAGA or Malaka?
Malaka.
The fans, 100%. Yeah, you got it. Barcelona.
You know what? I'm going to go MAGA. That's a respectable fan.
You think so?
You don't hear a lot, but you don't hear a little.
When I was in Barcelona a couple of years ago, about 7 years ago. Anyways, it's everywhere. They might be the Cowboy fans of Spain. I'm just saying.
It's a proud soccer
just
city.
Saying. All right.
Okay.
The Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs, MAGA or Malacca?
Malacca, are there any, you know what, are there even any legitimate Leaf fans that go to the games?
Oh, I think there's a lot of Leaf fans.
You know
fans.
What I mean? Because it's corporate. I get you.
Speaking of them, the Montreal Canadiens.
MAGA.
MAGA?
Yeah, I like them.
See, I don't know. I'm kind of doing the reverse on these two.
No. Listen, it's the same. Like the Maple Leafs are like the Cowboys, okay?
Yeah.
And the Canadiens are like the Raiders.
Fair enough. Couple more. The New York Yankees.
You know what? MAGA.
MAGA.
Yeah.
I will say MAGA as well because they really do believe they're the best. Yeah. Of all time. Yeah, in all sports. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
And I love their fan. Like, out of all the big, big teams, like, if you think Maple Leafs, Cowboys, Yankees, I love the Yankees fan. Because to me, that's a legitimate non-bandwagon fan.
Fair enough.
It's a big New York fan.
All right. Two more for you. How about any fans of Conor McGregor? Conor McGregor fans.
No, I'm going to say Malacca. And I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to look right at you. Hey, Conor McGregor fan, you're not Conor McGregor. You can't talk like him. You can't fight like him.
Yeah.
You can't act like him. Stop it.
Stop it now. I agree with Dimitri on this one. 100%. Very well said. Last one, because this one I think is on the rise, and I'm a little nervous about it. F1 fan.
I'm going to go Malacca as well. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
You're a big Malak F1 fan, because I know who you are. Yeah. Out of 100 F1 fans, there's only two real F1 fans that are following F1. The other 90 of you just like the gear, okay? And the other 8 of you just watch the Netflix show. And then all of a sudden, you're now an F1 person. So cut it.
Okay.
You don't know. Like, no, you don't know.
You didn't know. You didn't know before anything about exhausts or anything like that.
Listen, okay, F1 fan, you love Europe.
Oh, did you see the carburetor on that thing? Like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
You didn't know anything.
Yeah. I saw Hamilton. Yeah, real close race, man. You mean to tell me that you sat down and watched all 4 or 5 hours of that F1 race? On TV? No, you didn't. No,
did you see the way he took it around the corner? Like, ultimate handle skills, man.
Yeah, but
no,
listen.
You didn't. Come on.
But the two real fans, I respect you.
Yeah, sure.
I love you. You're important.
It's a big deal. Don't get me wrong.
No, you know what the thing is? The F1 fan's a joke. They're a joke.
But hold on. What I'm saying is I respect it in countries where you have it. No offense, North American F1 fan. It doesn't work here. You can't, it's like the same thing like trying to love like La Liga. Like, you can't do it from here. I'm sorry. You can pretend and wake up every morning. Unless you prove to me that you're waking up at 2 a.m. to watch your team go through, fine. But don't tell me you're the biggest F1 fan when they're everywhere. Monte Carlo, you're waking up to watch the Monte Carlo?
You know what? In Montreal, they get a pass for me. I get it.
One time. There's one in Texas now. I can't take it serious.
Listen, the point I'm making, I'm glad you brought that up. I just, you know what? I cannot stand to listen to everyone who's now an F1 fan. Like, I get it that everyone gets into the sport, but it's no, you're not. You can't watch a highlight or two and then be like, oh, I'm a real fan of this sport.
Right.
No, you know who's a fan of F1? People that go to F1.
That's
or
right.
Literally leave it on TV. It's like golf, okay?
Yeah, right. There we go.
Okay?
There we go.
You want to be a fan? Listen.
There we go.
You want to be a fan of golf?
Yeah, you want to be a fan?
Then you actually watch it during
then
the weekend.
Then you watch it during, exactly.
Without falling asleep. And guess what?
Watching it before Tiger.
Before Tiger. And after Tiger.
And still watching
it. And with the Tiger.
Yeah.
And even, you owned the Tiger and watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get him, Mitch. Let me tell you what you won't fall asleep to. You will never fall asleep to this show, The Sports Show. It's got a new look and a new handle. Remember, please follow us on Instagram. Redo it. Scrap The Sports Show, YYC, all that garbage we had. Look for the blue and white logo, The Sports Show. Again, the handle is at Rapid Banter. Please follow us. Please get us re-engaged. We worked really hard. It was so shitty that we got hacked. The YouTube channel, Sports Show TV, a couple revamps coming there as well. But please follow us, Podbean, Spotify, iTunes, all the channels. Let's get re-engaged. Episode 238. Going for the books. We got to shove it in the locker because we got to hit the showers.
See you next week, everybody. Next week, it's basically an entire episode of Rapid Banter. It's going to be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun, all it is. Fun.
And Maga Malaka. It's like just talking.
So you said you wanted to bring up like the Maga Malakas that we never.
Oh, I'd have to go through.
Up,
I got like I can. We'll find tons. Don't worry. Like right off the bat, right? Who would you let sit on your lap? Like Kim Kardashian.
Yeah. I don't want any part of this. This Kim Kardashian. I don't want it. I don't need an HR thing before.
Giselle.
Yeah, sure. Two for two. Anyway.
Daryl Sutter. Would you let Daryl sit on your lap?
You know what's funny? We're at 49 minutes.
Uh huh.
It's crazy.
Yeah, and we promised.
But did we overtalk soccer? Is that where we went wrong?
A little bit. Yeah,
I felt we overdid it on the soccer.
Yeah, we did. But you know what? It's the World Cup. It's once every 4 years. You won't hear it again.
I think it's because we came a little bit early.
That's true.
Yeah.
Have a great week, everyone.
Okay. See ya.
Bye.
Bye.